Across the Park podcast is proud to be sponsored by Globe Gas and Heating. For the best kitchen and bathroom renovations, boiler servicing and repair, and central and underfloor heating in the Northwest, head over to globecentralheating.com and quote Across the Park for a free quote. Hello, welcome back to Across the Park podcast with myself, Ian Mills. I'm delighted to be on location today at the amazing Finch Farm. The reason being, it is Derby week. My belly is everywhere. My heart is pounding. Let's get ready for it. I am down here at Finch Farm with two members of the first team of Everton Women, Courtney Brosden and Heather Payne. Girls, welcome to Across the Park podcast. How are you doing?
Good, thanks for having us.
Yeah, really excited to be here.
It's Derby week. My little boy is running around. He's singing Spirit of the Blues. He's ready for it. I'll be there. You guys will be there. No pressure, but I know you're going to win. I absolutely know you're going to win. We're in fine form. Before I get to that, I do want to talk to you both a little bit about your individual journeys to where we are now, playing for Everton in a Merseyside derby. Start with you, Courtney. A New Jersey girl playing soccer, shall we say. How does that happen?
Yeah, I think obviously I just grew up really sporty. My mom and dad had me and my sisters in every sport imaginable. And I think I just loved soccer from the start and obviously loved playing on a team, playing with other kids. So I loved basketball, baseball, a whole bunch of sports. But I think soccer just, yeah, was the one for me. Definitely.
You've just named a couple of sports there, which are perceived by guys like me who don't know anything to be bigger than soccer. Is soccer getting bigger in the States, or was it getting bigger while you were there?
Yeah, I'd say definitely. I feel like it's quite common for kids to play soccer just because it's easy, like co-ed. Everyone can kind of go out there on the field and run around together. And I think obviously with the U.S. national team doing so well, it's quite big for girls to be into soccer from a young age.
Have a little bit of a similar journey, not so much the New Jersey girl. You started in Ireland and played for Bristol, but you did go over to college football over in Florida. I know college football is very, very America. That's where it's based. What was it like to play college football, and why? Why would you leave England to go and play in America?
So of course I grew up in Ireland and played club football in Ireland and went up through the ranks of Ireland underage, and then made the move across the pond to England, played for Bristol City for a year, and then I've always been interested in getting my education. And you know, the system they have over in the States is very well organized and set up, so I decided to go over, you know, play football at a high level while also getting my education. Really enjoyed my four years over there in Florida.
I'm really happy you're back based on your performance at Anfield. I'm really happy that you're part of this Everton team. Before we get there, it wasn't just the States we can talk about, because Courtney, you played in France as well for Le Havre, one of the teams. I think I've said that right. What was it like? What's the French women's league like?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience. I think it really helped me to kind of mature and grow up. Obviously, moving to a foreign country where you don't speak the language and things like that was tough at times, but obviously a great way to learn the sport and develop. So I really enjoyed my time there, and I think it's a great league over there in France. But I'm really happy to be back in England now, playing in the WSL.
The barometer for the success of what you guys are doing is my children. They love the Everton women's team as much as they love the Everton men's team, which is fantastic for me as a dad to be able to bring my little girl and little boy up like that. We never really had that in the past. Now, you girls are too young for this. I'm very old, I'll show me age here, but I didn't really know Everton women's results week by week because it wasn't covered. And what the TV companies have done and what the football clubs have done, it was aimed at people like me to get me into the ground, which has been fantastic. But to be part of that growth, start with you, Courtney. You've been in England since 2019. That was almost around the time where this started really getting up, and I think the Lionesses played a big part as well. What's it like on the inside to see crowds getting bigger, TV coverage coming, more interest? What's it been like for you?
Yeah, I think it's amazing. I think everyone talks so much about the growth of the game, and it's amazing to see, as you said, like the attendances now and the interest from fans, and obviously the sponsors and the budgets and everything's just increasing. So I think it's amazing, but I also feel that the quality of the players and everything has always been there and the interest has always been there. So it's amazing to kind of get that recognition and everything now, because I think it's been a long journey, but it's great to see.
the quality is a very, very important word you've said there, because the quality of the women's game is unbelievable. And again, fans like me didn't see this 5-10 years ago. I'm seeing it now. My boy plays in a mixed team, girls and boys. He's only 5. My little girl, I encourage her to go and captain Everton women. I'd be just as proud. For you, when you were looking over, Heather, from the States, and you've seen this boom period, were you thinking, oh God, I've got to get over there and play in it?
Yeah, of course. I mean, my plan was always to come back and play in England after my year at Bristol City. You know, when I was over in the States, I had a period where I was thinking about playing in the NWSL, but you know, Everton were very keen, so yeah, I'm glad I came back. But yeah, I mean, I was watching from afar, you know, always keeping an eye on the games and the WSL and everything. And even from my time at Bristol, you know, you can see the growth from there. That was like 5 years ago to now, and it's absolutely massive. And, you know, I'm very happy to be a part of it. You know, we even had the World Cup this summer. We're very, you know, yeah. It was incredible to be a part of that and see that growth. So, yeah, you know, very happy to be part of it, and hopefully we'll continue to see that growth.
I was watching, I went to the men's game, and I think that the women, I think Arsenal and Chelsea women were playing each other, and a certain media channel put the score up, and people knew it was the women's game. They weren't thinking Arsenal men were playing. I think such a what you guys are doing is amazing. The growth of the game, you deserve all the respect in the world. But what I want to talk about is how we're going to beat Liverpool, because whether it's men or women, that's the team that we have to beat, and you've got such a great record. My first women's derby was in lockdown, and I'll commit a crime here by saying I can see in the ground from where I live, and I shouldn't be able to see in the ground, but I went and watched the derby at Walton Hall Park. This is the first one with fans, because last season's was at Goodison. Are you looking forward, Heather, to Walton Hall Park Wednesday night, Evertonians behind you in a Merseyside derby?
Yeah, definitely. I think my first Merseyside derby was in Anfield earlier in the year, and that was an incredible experience. You could see the support we had, and you know, to come out on top and win 1-0 was absolutely incredible. So really looking forward to another derby. Yeah, I mean, you're always going to be up for the game no matter what, and it's extra special that it's at Walton Hall Park.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're really looking forward to it, and we'll be definitely up for the game.
You've mentioned the Anfield derby, so I've got to just say you were fantastic in it. You as well, Courtney, but you really stood out because you were new to us, and it was like, wow, who have we signed here? The best bit about that, it wasn't Megan's goal. It was the fact that the Evertonians were in the cup, and then you guys went over to the cup at full time. Was that a bit surreal?
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing was surreal, and I think even, I know Anfield is Liverpool's ground, but being able to play at Anfield in a Merseyside derby was absolutely unreal. So,
yeah.
And yeah, of course, celebrating that 1-0 was brilliant, and we all really enjoyed it.
And you've played at Goodison, Courtney, in a Merseyside derby, a fantastic save on camera, which was replayed, I'm sure, a number of times in your WhatsApp groups. But a little bit different now, playing at Walton Hall Park, and without putting words in your mouth, I always think Walton Hall Park is the women's home. I've been to the City game and the Liverpool game at Goodison when you guys have played there, but I always feel Walton Hall Park is Everton women's home. Is this quite special for you to play in front of a crowd at Walton Hall Park in a Merseyside derby?
Yeah, 100%. I think obviously playing for Everton, everyone knows how big this game is, how much it means to the club and the fans, and obviously to all of us. So as Heather said, like, we're all well up for it and really excited. And yeah, as you said, it's amazing to be able to play at Walton Hall Park, and we love our fans come out to support us home and away, but we've really created that community feel at Walton Hall Park. So it'll be great to have that experience with them on Wednesday night and hopefully be able to celebrate a win.
And just to stick with that, it's like a meet and greet at the end of games with you lady. You go around all the fans and you're just so gracious with your time. I think sometimes you're up there for a half of football ensuring all these children, you've got the face paint on and they're staying up late. You guys are heroes to these people. Start with you, Heather, you're new to the club almost. Is that a special connection for you, the fans, and staying behind and making sure they go home happy?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we make sure, you know, at the end of each game that we go and thank the fans for coming out and supporting us. You know, to have them at Walton Hall Park is special, and you know, we wouldn't be who we are without the support and the community. So I think it is really important, and for all those young girls and boys to view us as role models, it's extra special for them to, you know, actually meet us and, you know, talk to them. So, you know, we just like to show our support, they support us, so we show our support back, and you know, it is that extra special bond between, you know, Everton and Evertonians, and it's the community feel.
Being an Evertonian, there's no other way of being an Evertonian than having that connection. You love your football club, and Courtney, the drum goes, you've got a song at Walton Hall Park, they absolutely adore you. Is it the same for you? The connection with the fans is really special?
Yeah, it's amazing. Obviously, I appreciate the fans so much, as does everyone on the team. Just everything they do for us and always have our back, and obviously come to the games, rain or shine, and home and away. It's really amazing. So yeah, as Heather said, it's amazing to be able to give back to them. They obviously enjoy coming to watch us play, so we always like to put on a good performance and then take some time at the end to be able to say hello and sign some autographs or take some pictures. So I think it's great, that relationship we've built with the fans.
It's amazing what you do. I've got multiple selfies of you guys on my phone with my little boy and stuff. It's amazing. And you don't really get that at the men's game. It's a different level of, you know, and you guys are really great at what you do. So as a dad for a young boy, I thank you for that. You do make his night and his day every time he goes there. My belly is going with the derby. You need to stop talking about it. So we're getting towards the end of the first half of the season. We've got Manchester City at home on Sunday. Played them in pre-season already, played them in the Cup, have scored in every game we've played against them this season, no pressure. But is this a nice end to the season, the Merseyside derby followed by such a great team, Man City, at Walton Hall Park on Sunday?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a tough week to have playing two great teams, but I mean, you know, for Sunday, Man City are a great team, but I think we've played them quite a few times this season already and we've put up a good fight, you know, just losing out by one goal each time. Yeah. So, you know, we are looking forward to it. It's, you know, the final game before the break, so it would be great to end on a high, but we're also aware how good Man City are, so, you know, we're going to have to be up for it and put in our best performance. But, you know, we're hoping to end the first half of the season on a high, so hopefully we do that.
I'm sure you will. I've got ultimate faith in you ladies to do it. Courtney, the same question for you, really. It's a nice end to the first half of the season to be at Walton Hall Park and playing elite level opposition. Is that important for you, that the standard of the opposition is there and you're testing yourself week by week?
Yeah, I mean, this is why we all play professional sports. You love to test yourself against the best teams, and obviously we know the quality that Man City has, but that's what we love. We love to play in these big games, and I think it's great for us to obviously have a bit of momentum, get the win against Villa and the win against West Ham, obviously looking to continue that Wednesday and then bring that into the weekend as well. So I think, yeah, we've put in some gritty, tough performances, and that's obviously how we want to finish this half of the year, with that work ethic and that fighting spirit, and obviously putting a good performance on the weekend.
Oh, they were two big wins. Villa Park, and Aston Villa and then West Ham, they were two big wins. And, you know, when I seen that come through on my phone on Sunday, I was at the men's game and I seen that you ladies won. I was so happy. Show me little boy again. He's on a real good run of form. No pressure. You have got to keep it rolling now. There's no point being on a good run of form just to end this. And we start with Liverpool. One thing that is very different between the women's game and the men's game is you girls have Christmas off, we break, and then we come back at the third or fourth week in January. Start with you, Heather. What are the Christmas plans? Because I'm sure now you can make plans.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I always spend Christmas at home with my family, so I'll be just heading back to Ireland and, you know, have those 2 weeks at home and just, you know, relax and, you know, enjoy the break. But then, of course, be ready to come back when we're back in January.
Okay, and same for you. Have you got Christmas plans? Are you maybe going home, or are you going to stay here? What's the plan?
Yeah, similar to me. Obviously, spend Christmas with my family, so I'll be heading back to New Jersey, spend some time with the family, and relax a little bit before we get going in 2024.
Oh, fantastic! Well, I wish you both a very, very Merry Christmas. It starts after this week. Yeah. Don't take your eye off the ball just yet. Yeah. Have you got a message to start with you, Heather? We spoke there about the connection that Evertonians have with you ladies, and they're going to be packing Walton Hall Park out this week. Again, have you got a message for the Evertonians who've stuck by you this season?
Yeah, just to thank them for all their support. You know, we've had a slow start to the season, but you know, they stuck by us, and you know, we've picked up a few points now, so we're slowly climbing the table back up. But yeah, just to thank them for all their support, and you know, looking forward to seeing them again in 2024, and just hope they have a lovely Christmas.
Courtney, would you echo that big message for the Evertonians who stuck with you?
Yeah, 100%. I think, yeah, so much appreciation for the fans, and obviously thank them for continuing to support us and come out. And yeah, like Heather said, we just can't wait to continue the journey in 2024, and obviously hope that they have a great Christmas and see them back supporting us in the new year.
I'm sure they will. I'll be there as well. I'm going to go home and show my boy the photo that we took, and he's going to be so jealous. We're going to be there. But thank you guys for having me at Finch Farm. We appreciate coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having
me.
Thank
you.
Thanks. Walton Hall Park, Wednesday night. Walton Hall Park, Sunday afternoon. Get behind Everton Women. I'll be there. It's Derby week. I need a pint, and I'm going to go and get one. Thanks for watching. Please like, share, and subscribe. Put this video in every WhatsApp group that you're in, even the red ones. Let's wind them up. It's Derby week. Why not? Up the Toffees.